The word today is folly. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. Perhaps you have heard, there is a fool born every minute. Occasionally, we are all foolish. Without God, we are bound to make many mistakes in life. But if we are willing to put our trust in Jesus and learn from God's Word, He can give us wisdom so that we avoid many foolish mistakes and decisions. The Bible calls that discernment. Here to share more about this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Folly.
The Bible has a great deal of wisdom in it, and if you take the time to familiarize yourself with the Word of God, one of the blessings that comes being brought to you by the Holy Spirit is wisdom, discernment. We're going to take a look at a verse in the book of Proverbs. Now, Proverbs was written by King Solomon. Solomon is generally seen historically as one of the wisest men that has ever lived on earth. And in the Bible, we see that he was given a special dispensation of wisdom from God as the Lord was pleased with him. And so the collection of Solomon's wisdom, among one or two other individuals that have been pulled together in the book of Proverbs, is just fantastic for learning how to have discretion, how to make wise choices, how to make decisions, and an all-around good source of learning for us. Now, there's a verse in chapter 19 that is about the topic of folly versus wisdom. And in chapter 19, verse 3, it says, "A man's own folly ruins his life, yet his heart rages against the Lord." Isn't that an insightful verse, a thought that just brings all kinds of things to mind here? First of all, let's describe folly. Folly is turning to worldliness, lack of discretion. It's an attempt to try to satiate the desires of the body, the temptations that come to us, the all kinds of foolishness that takes place without discernment. Folly is seen in the book of Proverbs as opposite of wisdom. Wisdom is considered thought. Wisdom does not allow us to just react and act on our impulses or our emotions. Wisdom is also chiefly a gift of knowledge of God. And the scriptures say knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom. So it's very important for you, if you would like to grow in wisdom, to be connected with the Word of God and to listen to the Bible. I sometimes wonder if people are terminally foolish. That sounds kind of harsh. Even the world has pointed fingers at individuals that have done things that just defy common sense and caused their death. I think about the several individuals that die every year from taking selfies in very precarious situations. They're standing next to a waterfall and they slip, or they try to do some stunt on a balcony and they fall. And there's always a certain number of people that just seemed, what were they thinking? Were they thinking at all? These individuals seem to be too foolish for their own good. And that's partly what Solomon is discussing when he says here that a man's own folly ruins his life. You know, there's plenty of things that can go wrong for us here, a lot of things that can cause tragedy and death to us, but sometimes people bring it on to themselves. In fact, the word here for ruin, when it says that a man's own folly ruins his life, the word in the ancient language means to be vexed, or to subvert something, to distort or to supplant it. In other words, it causes a major upheaval. It throws everything into chaos and wrecks up everything. It blows up. The foolishness blows up what would have been working otherwise. It destroys what had been built. And it really is folly when a person, because of their immediate needs or their short-term thinking, blows up their life. Here's, in my mind, some examples of folly, things that could be done that really defy common sense and wisdom. For instance, marrying a virtual stranger, someone who's practically unknown to you. You've met this person 24 or 48 hours before, and now you're going to an altar in order to marry them? That's foolishness. Now, does that mean that there couldn't be a couple of individuals that have had nice lives, even though they did that? No, but it's not common sense. Another example of foolishness is spending yourself into financial oblivion. Often, there is addiction behind this. Many times, a gambling addiction or some other addiction that is taking the person into this financial morass. Good example of foolishness is hasty decisions based on short-term problems. People reacting emotionally or out of anger and deciding that they're going to do something which is profoundly horrible. Good example of this is just the other day I saw there was actually video of a woman who had given birth to a baby, a newborn, and she put him in a plastic bag, and the video caught her throwing the plastic bag into a dumpster, and about 5 hours later, some dumpster divers, some people, heard the baby and rescued the baby. The baby lived, praise God. But imagine how foolish this young girl was. I think she was 18 years old, to throw away the baby when there's actually things in place in North America where you can take your child and give your child away. People make wretched, ridiculous decisions, foolish decisions. Of course, many times they compound those foolish decisions. Her tossing this child away in a garbage bag wasn't the first foolish decision she had made. She probably had made repeated foolish decisions. It's usually not just one thing that a person does that wrecks their life. Usually, it's a series, a sequence of decisions, and many times that is because they're ungodly decisions. See, people think that God's going to cramp their style or give them a hard time or make them live according to his rules, and people want their freedom to do what they want. But the problem is that our sin leads us into foolishness and self-destruction. And so the best thing you can do, if you find that your life has not been going well, if things are not going right for you and there's been a lot of negative consequences, well, it's probably a good indicator that you need to draw close to God, a God who is forgiving, a God who is loving, to come to Jesus Christ who offers you forgiveness. He won't turn you away for the bad decisions you've made, but he will call you to repent. He will call you to turn and to stop doing these worldly foolish things. And then as you come to the Bible, you will start to learn sensibility, wisdom, and you'll start to have a changed worldview, a changed perspective that will allow you to make better decisions, productive, loving decisions, and not acting on impulse, but acting according to wisdom that God gives. You know, it's interesting how people can create their own problems and their own issues, and then they get mad at God. They seem to excuse themselves for their sin, for their wrongdoing. And then when life goes horrible, they don't realize that it's been brought on by themselves or other sinners. And then they want to get mad at God as though it's his fault. let's say, for instance, some drunken person hit their loved one in an accident and killed their loved one, and then they're blaming God. Well, that's not God's fault. That's the drunken driver's fault. We have to be careful that we don't blame God for our mistakes or other individuals' sin. When you're drowning in your problems, when you can't keep your head above water, guess what? It's time to repent and come to God and to humble yourself. Foolishness is pretty much arrogance in action. It's individuals who are acting according to their own thinking. And in fact, in Proverbs 19, verse 21, it says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Those two go together. When you're acting in sin, when you're going against the holy will of God, if you're doing something manifestly immoral or evil, selfish, any of these sins, don't expect good outcomes. Don't expect blessings from pursuit of worldliness and evil. It's time to repent. It's time to humble yourself and come to the Lord Jesus, who is gracious and merciful. This is why he came, to give his life so that you could be reborn, born again, have a new mind and spirit, and that you could begin to grow in the wisdom of God. I hope that you will take this invitation, that you will see God won't condemn you for past mistakes. Isn't that great? You have a chance at redemption and forgiveness. But God doesn't want you to keep repeating mistakes. When you become a Christian, as you come to the Word of God, hopefully you'll grow in sensibility and wisdom that God wants to give you. As it says in Proverbs 9 again, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." There's no need to bring these negative consequences upon yourselves. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, learn the wisdom of God, and start to turn from self-devastation to blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.